What if, starting right now, you began thinking about your riding as something that you're creating, your riding journey, and you're creating something that you absolutely love? What would that look like for you? Well, you see, I think if you've been out of the saddle at all, or if you are in regular riding, I think this is something that's really important. We need to create something we love. And today, I'm going to tell you how to do that. I'm going to use a necklace as an example. True story. Okay, let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Strides podcast. My name is Lorna Leeson. I'm an equestrian trainer and coach, and I work with riders virtually and online from all over the world to help them to get a little bit more rhythm and a little bit more momentum in their riding and their training so that they can stay at it for longer. Okay, so I think one of the biggest things that can happen as riders, and this can happen if we've been riding for years, or if we're fairly new to it. Now, I don't want to say brand new, because this rarely happens to a newbie, okay? But especially if you're coming back into riding after a break, or if you've been riding for a significant amount of time, what tends to happen is we seem to fall into these ruts, okay? We tend to do things the way we've always done things, because that's the way we've always done it, okay? And that sort of thinking rarely produces great results, okay? I think we need to all the time be questioning things and asking things and, you know, finding new ways and different ways of doing things. I think that's important. Now, I think that as a rider, if you can begin to start crafting your whole equestrian riding journey into something that you love, regardless of where you are right now, and regardless of how your journey looks right now, I think that is going to really and truly help you in the long run. Because I find that so many riders, they get caught into this kind of clock-in riding, which is they just ride for the sake of riding. They have this thing in their head, this number, okay, of hours or minutes that have to be spent in the saddle. Like, who cares about what they're doing there? They have to get the number. It's like people doing steps. I often, you know, I have conversations with people and they'd be like, oh, I done 20,000 steps today. And like, I don't know if they're quality steps now. I'd be watching the people. I'd be thinking, yeah, I don't know. I think there has to be quality over quantity. And I really do think that in your riding as well. I think that if you're just riding for the sake of riding, okay, what I call clock-in riding, you can become a little too relaxed, a little too lackadaisy about some of the things. And those things usually are the basics that actually lay the foundation for everything else, okay? And, you know, when we begin to allow small things to slide, things that, how really important is the half halt for the last halt of the ride, okay? And, you know, you see people just hauling horses up to jump off them. When you begin to let the small things slide, chances are that the bigger things are really and truly going to follow suit really soon afterwards, okay? And it holds true for you and your horse, for your riding, your skills, your development, your training, for everything else, okay? So instead of just riding for the sake of riding, I'm going to challenge you from today, and really and truly, I want you to kind of take me up on this, okay? So I'm going to challenge you from today to begin to become a little bit more strategic and intentional with each of your training sessions with your horse, okay? They're not just rides anymore. Now we're calling them training sessions. Because I think that when you begin to shift how you speak about it, okay, so it's no longer like, okay, I have to ride my horse. It's like, oh, hold on, I've got a training session with my horse this afternoon. That sounds totally different, doesn't it? It kind of gives you this almost like an energy. It brings it into it for you, okay? So I think that when you can begin to approach each rider, and, you know, I'm using the word ride, and just in case you're new around here, I use the word ride, but I mean any sort of interaction with your horse, whether it's groundwork, lunging, long lining, riding, okay? I'm just using the word ride, but what I really mean is the interaction with the horse, okay? But when you approach each ride as an actual training session, your mind is going to immediately begin wondering about what you're actually training on. Like, what's the focus for the particular session together, okay? And then when each ride actually becomes an opportunity to train and develop, you can begin to set up a more strategic plan to string those rides together to create something more. And this is where I'm going to talk about a necklace. Have you ever been involved in beading? Now, I know this is a horse, like this is horse related. Trust me, I'm going to bring it back to the horses, okay? But a good few years ago now, like a long time ago, a very good friend of mine got really into beading, okay? And this was when I think I was fairly new to South Africa. And she was very involved, and loads of people in South Africa, well, I don't know if they still are, but I wouldn't really be moving in those sort of circles, but loads of people at that point were big into beading, okay? It was like, I don't know, it was like a whole thing, okay? But she was big into it. And I was kind of, you know, didn't really know what to do. So I was like, oh, sure, I'll just hack along with you and I'll follow along with you, okay? And really and truly, she made some incredible pieces of jewelry. They were beautiful, amazing, okay? But the thing was, if she put thought and intention into the creation of the piece of jewelry or the necklace, we're going to use a necklace, okay? You could see where there was almost like a pattern with regarding the beads and their placement and how they all related to each other. Now, I'm not saying all the beads were the same size and the same shape. That wasn't the case at all, okay? But like they were all different, they were all varied, it was all wonderful, but they were related to each other. The one that came before and then the one in the middle, they related together, and then the one that came next related to those as well. And there was like, it just went on and on. And there was like, as I said, some sort of a pattern, if you want. And I'm not saying it was a repetitive pattern. It did not have to be that at all. But there was a follow through with the intention. Okay. And of course, the result was this really well-crafted necklace that was balanced and also aesthetically pleasing. It looked good. Okay. Now, if you could begin to approach each of your training sessions, remember now we were using the word ride, we're now using the word training sessions. If you could begin to approach each of your training sessions like those beads, okay, that every training session or bead, okay, should lead or relate to both the one that you had yesterday and the one that's coming tomorrow. And I'm just making random days here, okay? Obviously, it depends on you. But if you could string them all together in a way that they were all related, you would begin to see results in your riding. You would begin to see changes, positive changes in your riding. Now, does this mean that it's all about the work and that you don't have any downtime with your horse? No, not at all, okay? And if we go back to talking about the necklace again, you see a really well-designed, handmade beaded necklace, okay? Now, I am not, again, an expert on this, okay? But it's just something I noticed. Well, they usually have a little bit of variety in them. Like, if it's all the same, I don't know, like, it's a bit same old, okay? But if it's, like, if it's just got, like, different pops of, I don't know, colour. Listen to me talk about beading, hey? But like different things, okay? If they all have different little things in it, it kind of made it more. And I think this is also essential when we talk about your riding, okay? It's all about being intentional. I believe that when you are riding and creating training plans, you do need to include three separate elements in those plans. You need to have a bit of fun, a bit of partnership, and a bit of training and developing. And the ratio that you'll have these, like how much of this occurs in your particular plan, will at the end of the day depend on your particular goals and whether it's long-term or short-term goals, okay? That is what will depend. But if we forget to include or we intentionally omit, and you get this often, people go either all one way, all the fun, or all the other way, like all the training, okay, or maybe even all the partnership, okay? They tend to just focus on one thing. It it really begins to get repetitive and it really becomes boring. And this is where people then stop. They don't, like, you don't want to keep doing something, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. It's boring, okay? So it's really, really important that you do include those elements. Now, I have spoken about each of those and I've actually created lists of different ideas that you can use to include all of those in each of the posts to go with those. And I've linked to them all in the actual blog post for this particular episode. So it'll be in the show notes, but also in the blog post. And you can find that over at stridesforsuccess.com/episode1316. You'll find all the links there as well. But I do think that you need the fun, the partnership, and then the training and the development. And then you need to also be flexible, okay? Because once you've kind of identified the basics for the rides, and let's say, like, if we talk about a 2-week plan that you're going to create, okay? It really then just becomes about following the plan, but horses have this marvelous way of laughing in the face of our plans. And they're like, oh, look at that, she wants to do this. And of course, life does the same as well. So I highly recommend building a lot of wiggle room into your plan. Now, this applies to both yourself and your horse and your training, okay? So there'll be days when your schedule won't match up. There'll be days when your energy levels or the attitudes or maybe the moods are just not great for whatever it is you've planned for that day. Remember, you do want to have a little bit of wiggle room. And I think that when you can wiggle through that, it actually creates a more natural feel to it all for you and your horse, okay? Like, you know, it's not just, again, riding for the sake of riding. You're not just riding to ride the plan, you're riding to hit like a goal later, to achieve something with your horse. So you do have to have that wiggle room built into it, okay? Now, finally, when you do find something that works well for you and your horse, okay, use it. There's nothing wrong with using the same exercises over and over again. Like, obviously, you don't want it now every single day because then we fall into that whole repetitiveness, okay? We don't want that. But let things that work well for you and your horse help you to create the pattern, okay, or the rhythm for your rides. Now, it could be like a really good ground pole exercise. I often find this. I'll find a horse that really works well with this particular ground pole exercise, and I use it quite a bit in their training because it works well. That horse really, it gets a win under the belt, but it also gives them this kind of workout and they're able to do it and they feel good and it kind of just ticks all the boxes, okay? Use it. Like, there might be a certain trail ride that you found that, wow, like myself and my horse, we really do well on this. Use that. Like, build everything else around that. Let that be like almost the foundation that you're going to build everything else around. It could be a groundwork exercise. It could be a way of massaging your horse or maybe a way of grooming or a specific warm up or a cool down, okay? Whatever it is, if it works for you, use it to help you create the pattern. Remember, thinking about the beads and the necklace, you want to make sure that they're all related to each other and use the thing that works well to help you to do that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, okay? Now, over time, it probably will change again, okay? So I don't think using the same exercise forevermore, like, well, now this is it for all time. That's not going to be a great approach. You will have to dig in and kind of get a little bit of suppleness going there and find different things. However, if it's working right now, use it, okay? I do really want to kind of end this out by saying that your riding, it does not and it should not be simply just to clock in the certain number of hours in the saddle each week, okay? You want to make it something that you love. You want to make it something that lights you up. You want to make it something that's enjoyable, that challenges you in all the right ways. That is how you're going to create a comeback in your riding that is going to serve you going forward with your horse. It is so, so important. Now, if you would like a little bit of help in creating this for you and your horse, and then obviously getting my feedback and my training, one-to-one training, private coaching through it, pop over to returningtoriding.com. Again, I've left all the links in both the post for this episode and also the show notes, and you can find out more about that. We'd get to work together one-on-one privately, working through it, helping you and your horse get the results that you want. Okay, I hope this was useful. Have a super day. Keep well. I'll chat to you soon. Be good. Bye.